This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 6th August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today's weather across Israel is warm and sunny, perfect for those enjoying the outdoors. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining brightly, while in Jerusalem, clear skies prevail. Haifa is experiencing mild temperatures with a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that two IDF reservists were killed and four were seriously wounded earlier today by a Hezbollah explosive in southern Lebanon. Also, Walla details quiet negotiations between Israel and Lebanon amid broader talks involving the U.S. and Iran regarding tensions in the Hormuz Strait. Also this hour, Maariv highlights a 10-point manifesto by Tucker Carlson, a prominent anti-Israel voice, criticizing Trump and Jerusalem. Separately, Haaretz covers a new Israeli Supreme Court ruling banning gender segregation at public events, sparking nationwide debate. And finally, the Jerusalem Post announces that the Dead Sea Scrolls exhibition will reopen in Jerusalem after renovations, showcasing additional artifacts. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, noted just 18 minutes ago that the IDF confirmed Major Harel Birenstock and Chief Master Sergeant Tamir Vaknin were killed during an incident in Lebanon. Iris, a commentator, posted 40 minutes ago expressing heartbreak over the loss of two soldiers in Majda Azun, providing their names and roles within the IDF. Naftali Bennett, former Israeli Prime Minister, wrote an hour ago about the profound grief shared by the nation over the loss of two brave soldiers in Lebanon. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the tragic incident in southern Lebanon, Ynet reports that Major Harel Birenstock and Chief Master Sergeant Tamir Vaknin lost their lives due to an explosive device. The incident occurred in Majd al-Zun during an operation against Hezbollah infrastructure. The deaths and injuries underscore the ongoing tensions and risks faced by IDF personnel in the region. Turning to the diplomatic front, Walla reveals ongoing quiet negotiations between Israel and Lebanon, mediated by the United States. These discussions occur alongside high-profile talks between the U.S. and Iran over the strategic Hormuz Strait. The outcome of these negotiations could significantly impact regional stability and Israel's security posture. Meanwhile, Maariv highlights Tucker Carlson's manifesto criticizing U.S. policy towards Israel and President Trump. Carlson's views represent a growing faction within the U.S. political landscape that challenges traditional support for Israel. This could influence future diplomatic relations and U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East. Separately, Haaretz covers a new ruling by Israel's Supreme Court banning gender segregation at public events. The decision has sparked a debate across the country, reflecting broader societal discussions about equality and religious practices. This ruling could have implications for future legislation and public policy in Israel. Finally, the Jerusalem Post reports on the reopening of the Dead Sea Scrolls exhibition in Jerusalem. After renovations, the exhibition will feature newly displayed artifacts, offering deeper insights into ancient history. This event is a significant cultural milestone, expected to attract visitors from around the world. On the economic front, first, Maariv Business reports that El Al and Bezeq continue to break profit records. Despite ongoing challenges, including rising fuel prices and a weakening dollar, El Al has doubled its net profit to $132 million, showcasing resilience in the aviation sector. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes that Gett is expanding its operations beyond taxis. The company will now offer larger vehicle services nationwide through its app, signaling a shift in the ride-sharing market. This move could enhance convenience for users and increase competition. And finally, CTEC highlights renewed interest in a shelved hotel project in Yokneam as NVIDIA expands in northern Israel. NVIDIA's growth could bring economic revitalization and new opportunities to the region, impacting local businesses and employment. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.